in my mind at least, is that we talk about urban forests, but really I think more and more we're looking at forests and trees in all kinds of different situations and looking at the relative benefits that they can provide. So there's a sense in which urban forestry is a good moniker, a good name to be used, but at the same time, we're also, I think, trying to reference a much broader use of forests throughout our landscapes, whether they're populated or agricultural or the like. But that's just a comment from my side. Okay, I will go back to, well, I won't go back yet. I will return to the others, Austria, later. But first off, I have Russia. Maria, please try to connect. Okay, Maria, I don't think we're getting you. And then, okay. Given the situation, I'll ask Austria to send in comments in the chat if they can, and especially if they don't get their sound back. And I'm told that Russia is coming. So we'll be patient. But we do have, Maria is trying to connect. Yes, okay, very good. We're going to have a tight session after this session. That's or after this agenda item, we will be definitely challenged for time. So presenters in the next agenda item, please be ready. Okay, I'm told we need to be patient. So we will be patient. I should try to think of things to say while we bridge this gap in time, but I think still our main task right now is to approve the activities for 2021. And from what I've heard, we're probably on road to that approval, but we do have a lot of suggestions around the realm of urban forestry. Okay. Okay, we'll try Austria again, please, while we wait for Russia. Austria, please try to connect. Hello, Johannes. No, I'm afraid your microphone does not seem to be working. I am so sorry. If you can provide comments in the chat, let me see what's in the chat already.
Yes, there is in the chat.
Perhaps easy.